open your heart. And at this point, join me in welcoming to the pulpit, Pastor Fabian. Pastor Fabian, we love you. Have your freedom. Oh, talk to us from the Lord.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Yeah. Praise God. Give it unto the Lord. He deserves it. It is all Him. Okay. It is all Him. Give it unto Him. Praise God. Praise God. I was sharing with voices this afternoon. I can't wait to be out of the body so I can worship God without getting tired. Without feeling pain in my feet or my hands. I love lifting my hands, but then after a while it gets tiring, you know. And I have to like bring it down a little bit. One day I will not have to deal with this body. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you, Pastor Claude. It is a privilege for me. I don't take it lightly. And it's a privilege for me. And thank you for allowing me to speak to you. Pastor Claude asked me if I would speak. And I said, sure. I feel that the Lord leads them that way. And if He leads them that way, then I feel like I should. And so I always ask God, I was like, Lord, give me a word or you know, just lead me. And that morning, or was it the next morning? I don't remember. Our pastor always said a phrase, and it stuck in my head. And then I understood. It was what He gave me. And then I said, okay, Lord, I have a word. But then I said, well, is this for voices or aim? And I can hear in my heart, He's saying very clearly, it's for my people. I'm like, okay then. We are His people. Amen? Praise God. So God is good. So I bring a word of God to you. I like to start with the story in 1 Samuel. We can read the first verse, Samuel 17, verse 34. We can read verse 34, and then we can pray, and we can all stand to the lecture of the Lord. I usually do everything in Spanish, so if my English is a little slow, bear with me. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. Let us pray, and then you can take your seat. Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, thank you, God, for this great opportunity among these wonderful people, Lord God. I know they are your people. I know they are, Lord Jesus, your church, your body, Lord God. Lord God, help me, Lord. Lead me, Jesus, according to your will. I surrender myself so you may do what you want to do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. You can take your seats. The title I have picked for this message to you, you don't get to pick your enemy. You don't get to choose your enemy. You don't get to pick your enemy. That is the one phrase that I heard Pastor Roy say when he was just talking about, I forget what he was saying, but that stuck in my head. You don't get to pick your enemies. And it's true. It's very true. I started thinking about that, and you know what? We don't get to pick our enemies. How nice would that be? You know, human beings are created to God's image. Human beings have the image of God. We are, human beings are the most precious creation of God. Turn around and say to someone, you're the most precious creation of God. Why are you laughing? Because it feels funny to say it, right? Maybe because deep inside we don't mean it. But it's true. You guys, all of you are the most wonderful creation of God. No, we're smiling because we don't quite maybe believe it or mean it. But this time you will. Say it again to someone. It feels more sincere now, isn't it? Yes. It's true. You are the most precious creation of God. So because of that reason, because you are the most precious creation of God, for that very reason, because you have the image of God, there is a force of darkness. There is an enemy. And his purpose is to destroy you and I in any way possible. Whether you like it or not. Whether you believe it or not. Whether you accept it or not. That is true. That is so true. It is true that you're the most precious creature created. And it's true that there's a darkness that wants to see you destroyed. Whatever the case may be, it's simple. It's like that. And there's things that you don't get to pick. There are things that you don't get to choose. And that includes your enemy. We read in 1 Samuel 17, verse 34, and David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took the lamb out of the flock. And I'm going to read verse 35. And I went out after him, and I smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and I smote him, and I slew him. Verse 36, thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he had defied the armies of the living God. David said moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. We see the story here that most of you know well. David came to the camp to see his brothers or bring food. And they're talking about that giant that he was about to face. And that's where we see the story. Saul said like something like, you're too little, you're too small, you can't do it. And that's when he said this. When I was watching my father's sheep, the lion came. And I took him. And when he arose against me, I slew him. That's when we read this story. We don't get to pick our enemies. That's something you don't get to pick. It'll be nice because then you'll probably pick the weakest one. Well, if I want an enemy, I want that one. That one is weak. I can go like this. Well, we don't get to pick. You don't get to choose. You don't get to pick the battle. You don't get to say, I'll do it in my home. I got a lot of weapons. You don't get to pick the place. You don't get to pick the enemy. You don't get to pick the time of the battle. You don't get to pick the time your enemy comes against you. You don't get to say, I'll do it on the weekends because that's when I'm rested. And I don't work, and I well fed. We don't get to do that. We don't get to pick the place, the time. We don't get to pick the type of a battle that you're going to fight. You don't get to pick that. We would love to. If I want to have a battle, I want an easy battle. Who likes an easy battle? I'd rather have an easier than a hard one. I don't know about you. I'm being honest. I'd rather have an easy battle than a light one. If it was up to me, I'll pick the easiest or maybe none. But we don't get to pick that. You don't get to pick the type of enemy you're going to fight. Whether it be material, whether it be spiritual, or whether it be another person. You don't get to pick the situations or the means of the battle. It could be anywhere. It could be in the hills, could be in the water, could be at home, could be the street, could be in the market, could be at work. You don't get to pick. You don't get to pick the situation and conditions of the battle. We would love to. You know, when we were little, and we got like, we're going to get into a fight with a kid or something, we would say something like, I'll see you outside. Okay, let's go outside. You know, we get to pick where we go. But the real enemy, he won't let you pick. He's not going to go like, okay, let's go where you want to go. We don't get to pick any of that. It just comes. It's your enemy. Like a roaring lion, the Bible says. We don't get to pick the enemy in battle. We all have all kinds of battles going on. Maybe little ones, maybe big ones, all types of them. Maybe financial, maybe, I don't know, relationship-wise. I can say, you know, I have my battles going on. I can tell you all my frustrations. I can tell you all the things that I'm going through that I wish they were not there, but they're there. We all have all kind of battle and all kinds of enemies, at least one kind of enemy. You know, I don't know what's for you, but I know for sure we children of God, we have one enemy, a spiritual one. At least that one, you know, it could be a person, it could be illness, we don't know. The thing is that we all dealing with an enemy. Mine may be different than yours. Mine may be bigger and stronger than yours, or backwards. Maybe yours is bigger than mine. Mine I may be able to see. And yours, maybe you're not able to see. You know, we see a lot of things like illnesses. The doctors can't see what's going on. They can't find it. They don't know. They can't see their enemy. We don't get to pick. That is the story. We don't get to say, I want my enemy to be little and weak. And, you know, I'm really good with my left leg. So I want him to be short so I can kick him real easy. We don't get to say those things. We don't get to pick how he's going to look, how he's going to perform. You know, same with our battles. You can't pick. You just don't. You can try. But your enemy is not fair. He's not going to go by how you set it up to be. Our battle, our illnesses, could be illnesses, disease, financial. You know, your worst battle or your enemy may come from someone. It's really close to you. You know, it could be oppression, spiritual. It could be deceive. Your battle could be a temptation. Battling temptations. Your battle could be at work. Your enemy could be at work. Your flesh may be your own enemy. There's so many things. So many battles. So many enemies. We don't get to pick them. Throughout the Bible, we see how the children of God are confronted with situations. Throughout the Bible, we see how the people of God are confronted with enemies. Throughout the Bible, we see how the people of God, His children, they're confronted with battles they did not pick, they did not choose. Do you remember the story of Eve and Adam in the garden? I don't think Eve picked the serpent, the lying serpent, as her enemy. The enemy came, deceived her. She didn't get to pick that. The apostles, we all know about the apostles. I don't believe they got to pick to be persecuted. They didn't pick that. It happened to them. The prophets, many of them killed, like John. They did not get to pick to be murdered. They didn't get to pick the people that are going to murder them. They didn't pick that. They didn't choose that. They didn't say, oh, I want this for me. Mm-mm. See, John, according to history, did not pick to be dipped in hot boiling oil. He didn't. Moses, he did not pick to be, he did not pick the rebellious people he was leading. He didn't pick them. I think if it was up to him, he would pick the ones that are most submitted. But he didn't get to pick the people. He did not get to pick to come against the most powerful king on earth at the time. He didn't pick that. A wicked, most powerful king at the time. He didn't get to pick that. He didn't get to pick to go through the desert. But then he still went through the desert. He didn't get to pick. How about Jesus? He didn't get to pick to be tempted by Satan. The Bible said that he was led by the Spirit. He knew, I think he knew. But in his flesh, he was led by the Spirit. Joseph, he did not pick to be sold as a slave. He didn't pick that. He did not pick to be thrown in jail unjustly. He did not pick that. He did not pick to be separated from his father whom he loved. We don't get to pick that. When we're separated from our loved ones, we don't get to pick that. He didn't get to pick that. How about Daniel? He didn't get to pick to be captive, be taken captive. He didn't pick that. Daniel did not pick to be thrown to the lions. He didn't pick that. And I can go on and on and on with the children of God. They didn't get to pick their enemies. We see David here. He didn't get to pick which is red. He was doing what he was supposed to be doing. He was submissive to what he was supposed to be doing. I was tending my father's sheep. I was doing my work. I was obeying my father. I was doing the work of God. I chose to obey. I chose to do my father's job. But it says here, a lion came and a bear came. I didn't get to pick that. They just came. I didn't pick a lion to come against me or a bear. They just came. Have you ever felt that way? You don't ask for certain things, but they just come your way. They just came. I didn't get to pick those enemies. And they took a lamb. They tried to steal it. But I was doing what my father asked me to do, to tend the sheep. I was doing my father's will. So I went after the lion. I smote him. In verse 35, he says, and he rose against me. I didn't get to pick that. I wish he would just run away and be scared of me. But no, he rose against me. I didn't get to pick that. I hope he would just walk away and leave. But he rose against me. And then he finds himself in a different situation. He didn't get to pick. David, go take food to your brothers at the battle camp. Okay, Father. He get to pick to be obedient. He got to pick to do his father's will. He got to pick, and he chose to be submissive. And he went to the battle. And he found himself in a situation he did not get to pick again. He was there already, but he got to pick and he got to choose to stand for the right thing. That he got to pick. That he got to choose. He didn't get to choose the situation. He didn't know he's gonna be going up against a giant. But he picked to do and chose to do the right thing. The Lord delivered me out of the power of the lion and of the bear. The same way God will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine, whom I didn't get to pick, but is here now. So many things come our way that we don't get to pick. A lion, a bear, a giant, persecution, rejection from, like Joseph, from their own very brothers, temptation. See, David went up in the top on the roof of his house. He went up there and he's walking around, and all of a sudden, he looks down and he sees a lady taking a bath. I don't know if he knew that she was taking a bath at that time, but the Bible says that he was walking on his roof and he saw her. He didn't get to pick. It was just there. He didn't get to pick that temptation. It was there. See, our enemy has a way to come against us. We know what happened after that when David saw the lady, Bathsheba, taking a bath. He didn't get to pick that. It was just there. Brothers and sisters from AIM, you are a precious creature from the Lord. Most precious. Because we don't get to pick. I exhort you. I challenge you. I encourage you to be ready. Because we do not get to pick our enemy. We don't get to pick whatever comes our way. I know it sounds horrible and negative, but it's the truth. And we must be ready. It may be big or small, strong or weak. We don't know. It may be visible or invisible. It could be in the house or out of the house. Could be at work. Could be in the streets. Could be among family. It could be anywhere. We don't know. We don't get to pick. Praise God. So we see the apostles. They went through persecution. They did not get to pick persecution. But there's something that they were able to pick and choose to do. They chose to pray. They chose to obey God. They chose to worship. They chose to fast. They chose to submit to His will. They didn't get to pick the enemy, but they were able to pick. John, he didn't get to pick that horrible mistreatment. But he got to pick, what he could pick is to trust God. He chose to love God. That's something he could pick. Moses, he didn't get to pick everything that I said before. But he got to pick to seek God. He chose to seek God. He chose to obey His commandments. He chose the one who was His help and His provision. He chose to serve God. My house and I will serve the Lord. He chose that. He didn't get to pick His enemy, but He still has choices. Jesus, He didn't get to pick to be tempted by Satan, but He trusts the word of God. That He could do. He chose to do it. In fact, He did it that way to show us something and teach us something. To trust the word of God. That's a choice He could do. Joseph chose to trust and believe God. That God will not forsake him. And he never did. Even when he was in jail. He didn't pick jail. But he picked to believe, and he chose to believe that God will not leave him. Joseph picked to have the right attitude, regardless of what the enemy threw at him. He chose to have the right attitude. He chose to do what's right always before God's eyes. That's something he chose to do. He didn't get to pick his enemy, but he chose to do that. He picked that. That's something he can pick. Daniel, he didn't pick the lions, but he picked to choose to worship God, the only God who's worthy, and to pray to the only God that's worthy. He didn't get to choose that punishment. But he did get to choose to pray in a consistent manner. See, we don't get to pick the enemy. We don't get to pick the battle. We don't get to pick the situation. But there are things that you get to pick. There are things that you can choose to do. You get to pick the kind of preparation you do for when it comes. That you get to do. That you can choose to do. To do the right preparation, to prepare, because it will come one time, whether big or small, whether visible or invisible. You don't get to pick your enemy, but you get to pick to pray, to fast, to worship, to seek God, to trust God. You can pick to do that. You don't get to pick your enemy, but you get to pick and choose the type of weapon to fight against that enemy. That you got the ability to do. You don't get to pick your enemy, but you get to pick the weapon. What kind of weapon do you want on your side? I will pick the Holy Ghost. I will pick the sword. See, you don't get to pick your enemy, but you get to pick the weapon. I know a weapon that it just can't be defeated. That we get to pick. That we get to choose. You get to pick and choose to call on the name, to call the only one who's strongest. That you get to pick. That you can choose. That you can pick. The one that's undefeatable. The only one that saves. That's Jesus. Jesus Christ. You get to pick and choose Jesus if you want to. You can't get to pick your enemy, but you can choose Jesus. You can choose. You cannot pick your enemy, but you can choose to allow Jesus in your life 24/7. You can choose to believe in him, regardless of the situation. You can choose to trust in him. See, we have enemies, many of them. We are the children of God. There's something that wants to destroy us. And we don't get to pick when it comes, where it comes. It could be a situation, like I said before. We must expect the unexpected. We see a lot of people today that are sick, they're ill, they're fighting a battle. They didn't get to pick that. I can guarantee you they did not get to pick that. But it came. But what they pick to do, they can choose to do, is to trust God, to praise God, to cover themselves with the Spirit of the Lord. That they can do. So our hearts, soul, and mind, and spirit will not be touched. You get to choose to pick the one that's undefeatable. I like to read Psalms 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Verse 2. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. You can pick him. He's your help. Verse 3. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keep thee will not slumber. See, he's your helper. He's your keeper. Verse 4. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. He's always awake. He will never fall asleep on you. He's always right awake. You can pick that. You can choose that. Jesus, the Lord. Verse 5. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. See, he's your protector. He is your covering. You cannot choose your enemy, but you can choose Jesus. Number 6, verse 6. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. That's what happens when we pick him, when we choose him, when we choose him. 7. The Lord shall preserve thee from evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Who shall preserve thee? Not only from evil, but also your soul. I mean, from evil, and it will preserve your soul. Verse 8. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. See, brothers and sisters, we are in a journey. We're walking straight forward to the mark. You're walking straight forward to the mark. Things will come your way as a church, as a person, because we don't get to pick our enemies, but we get to pick the Lord, who will defend us, who will keep us, who will protect us, who will fight for us, who is our defender. We don't get to pick your enemy, but you get to choose to believe this word. This word. You get to choose to believe his promises. You get to choose to believe that he will fight for you. You get to choose that he is your, that believe that he is your helper, your protector. You get to choose to believe that he never sleeps. You get to choose to do that. You get to choose to believe that he will be there. See, David obeyed his father. David seek God's face. He submitted to his will. He trusted God. He didn't know the lion was coming. He didn't know the bear was coming. He didn't know Goliath was coming. But he saw God's face. He trusted God. He obeyed God. And God delivered him. It doesn't matter how big the enemy is when we are with God. It doesn't matter how strong the enemy is. It doesn't matter if we have God on our side. It is true, we don't get to pick our enemy. But we can get to pick the one that can never be defeated. And that is our Lord Jesus. Praise God. Aim. The journey at times is difficult. Because it is sometimes. Amen. We don't get to pick the situations that come against us. But I'm telling you something. We get to pick the Lord. We get to choose God. It doesn't matter how many lions come your way. It doesn't matter how many bears come your way. It doesn't matter how many Goliaths come your way. You will smite them. You will smite them by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he made you to be a conqueror. He made you to be a winner. He made you to be his children. He's not going to allow some evil enemy, low brain enemy, to destroy his children. Especially when they are their most precious creation. I like to read Matthew 8, 1 to 3. And I'm almost done here. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. So he was Jesus coming down the mountains. People are following him. Let's go to the next verse, please. Number 2. And behold, there came a leper, and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Behold, it says here, there came a leper. If the musicians can come, please. The worshipers. Yeah, worshipers. There came a leper. And what did he do? He saw Jesus. And the Bible says that he worshipped Jesus. And on other versions, including Spanish, it says that he bowed down to Jesus. He was rejected by the society. He didn't pick to be rejected. He wanted to be part of society, but society would reject him. He didn't pick that. He didn't choose that. It just happened to him. He was a leper. He had an illness, a disease. He was suffering. He did not pick to this disease. It just came to him. He didn't pick that. But what he got to pick and choose to do is come to Jesus. He could choose to do that, and he did it. He could pick to worship God and bow down. That he could do, and he did it. He didn't ask for leprosy to come to his life. He didn't pick that. But what he chose, and he could choose, and did it, to open up his mouth and ask God, if it's your will, God, clean me. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. He didn't ask for that problem. He didn't ask for that outcasting. He didn't ask for that enemy. He didn't ask for that situation. He didn't like it. He didn't want it. He wanted it out of his life. He didn't pick the enemy. He didn't. If you can stand to your feet. But what he could do is come to Jesus. But what he could do is worship Jesus. What he could do is bow down before Jesus. What he could do is open up his mouth and ask Jesus. See, most of us go through things we didn't ask in our lives. They're there, like a thorn, like a pain. We don't ask to be lonely. We didn't ask to have pain. We didn't ask to lose someone. We didn't ask for many things. But they came. But what we can do is come to Jesus. Worship Jesus. Bow before Jesus. Ask Jesus. That we can do. And if we do that, Jesus is greater than any of our enemies. His leprosy was clean. He was cleaned. I want to encourage you today. Aim. There's things that will come that we won't ask for, and they will just come. But don't be weary. Don't get tired of seeking Jesus, worshiping Jesus consistently, because there, that's where victory is. I don't know if you usually open the altar, Pastor. I don't know if you do. Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you're going through something that you didn't ask for. I don't know if you're going through something that you didn't pick in your life. But do what you can pick. You can pick and you can choose to come to this altar. You can choose to come to Jesus. You can choose to bow down before him. You can choose to allow his Holy Spirit to fill you up. You can choose to pray. You can choose to surrender to God. You can choose God as your weapon. You can choose that. We didn't ask for certain things. They just came. We didn't ask for lions. We didn't ask for bears. We didn't ask for giants. We didn't ask for jail. We didn't ask to be separated. We didn't ask to be persecuted. We didn't ask to be punished. We didn't ask to be sick. We didn't ask for it. But we can pick and we can ask God. And that is good enough and powerful enough. Oh, take your liberty, brother and sister. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, thank you, God, because you're bigger, you're stronger than my enemy. Even though I don't get to pick my enemy, because he's hiding, waiting to jump out at me. I know you're stronger. I know you're bigger. I know you're greater. And I know you're stronger than any enemy can come against me. Therefore, I come before you, God. I bow down before you, Jesus, because that I can do, that I can pick to do, to come before you, Jesus, bow before you, God. I pick to do that, and that I will do. I surrender my life to you because I can do that. I allow you to take control over my life. I allow you to be the owner of these, my spirit, my soul, mind, and body. Because if you own these, then my enemy is going to be frightened to do something to me. I belong to you, Jesus. That I pick to do today, to give myself to you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Be encouraged, Amy. Be encouraged. Be encouraged, my brothers, my sisters. You are a victorious church. You have victory. I know it. You should know this day that you are a victorious people. Know this day that you are victorious people. Praise God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
I'm gonna pick a victory. I'm gonna pick a victory.